USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds of Americans are back on U.S. soil, including 14 who've tested positive for the coronavirus after being evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan. Cheryl and Paul Molesky are among those back in the United States. Now they will be quarantined for another 14 days.
Well, we're exhausted, but we're on the plane, and that's a good feeling. Pretty miserable wearing these masks, though, and everybody had to go to the bathroom on the bus.
Five hours on the bus waiting to get off the bus.
The Molesky's speaking there on Fox News. Now, those flights were directed to two Air Force bases, one in California and one in Texas. Mississippi is under a state of emergency as they're seeing some of their highest water levels in the state since 1983. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Democratic candidates were piling on latecomer Mike Bloomberg over the weekend. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Campaigning in Nevada over the weekend, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar all targeted billionaire Mike Bloomberg, accusing him of buying his way into the election and making it clear they're eager to take him on in a debate. Klobuchar says,
I think he cannot hide behind the airwaves and the money. I think he has to come on the shows, and I personally think he should be on the debate stage.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. The Democrats will have caucuses in Nevada on Saturday. There are no Republican caucuses this year.
Pier 1 Imports is for sale after filing for bankruptcy. The company is asking for Chapter 11 protection as the process of looking for a buyer continues. It comes as Pier 1 is closing up to 450 stores. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Airline passenger Wendy Williams is speaking out about her viral video of a man aggressively punching her reclined seat with his fist. Williams says she's considering pressing charges against the passenger. Williams appears on Fox News and shares her side of the story.
He started full-on punching the back of my seat really hard, but I was flying forward. You know, I was trying to get the flight attendant's attention, and she wasn't responding, so all I could think to do was to video the guy, and maybe I thought that would stop him.
Williams also says the flight attendants had an attitude with her while attempting to defuse the situation and asked her to delete the video of the man punching the seat.
The hits just kept on coming, literally and figuratively, from the guy, then the flight attendant. When she finally did come around, she had an attitude with me and said, "What?" And I said, "The guy behind me is repeatedly hitting me." And she went back to him and, like, changed personalities and was the kindest person in the world and said, "Oh, are you okay? It's really tight back here. I'm sorry."
Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard believes the talk of term limits should be paired with discussions about money in politics. The Hawaii congressman made the point at an event in Maine on Saturday, saying incumbents have a clear advantage thanks to lobbyists and PAC support. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.